So I got ahead of myself. This is item six, PR 2020-04622, vacation of private easement application number 2025-00060, Modulus Architects, Bridie Clark, agents for Teresa Constantinitis. I apologize if I'm butchering those names. Request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 1A, 3, and 2, UNM Gibson Commercial District, Gibson Tracks. Subject property is zoned MXM. It's located at 1401 Gibson Boulevard Southeast and contains approximately 1.2968 acres in area. Angela, good morning. Are
Good
you going to be
morning, Mr.
providing,
Williams.
you'll be providing testimony on this matter?
I will, yes,
All
sir.
right, let me swear you in, and then if you give us your name and mailing address, we'll give you an opportunity to tell us about your proposal. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Name and
Thank
address,
you.
please.
Angela Porowski, Modulus Architects, 8220 San Pedro Drive, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This morning, thankfully, pretty straightforward request. This is a Raising Cane's development that has already been constructed. This is just us trying to clean up the site a little bit. This is a request to vacate a private sewer easement. A very simple request. There has already been a new sewer easement granted via a paper document. So this is literally just vacating the existing private easement.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let me see if we have any members of the public, and then we'll hear from our DFT members, and I'll come back to you. Any member of the public interested in speaking on item number six, which is PR 2020-04622? If you'd raise your hand or otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. Scrolling through our participants, and I'm not seeing any last call for any member of the public wishing to provide comments on item number six. All right, let's go to our DFT. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks, David. Go ahead.
The only clarification I need is the application. It states it's for a vacation of a private easement. You're also vacating a public sewer easement, so I didn't know if the application was appropriate. But I have no objection to the vacation, just clarification on the application, and it looks like everything's kosher on the plat. But just
Hey,
that.
David, Angela with Modulus Architects. That was probably an oversight. I have a new staff member training to do applications. Probably just missed that. I can clean up that language if we need to, but that was just an error on our part, I think. My apologies.
And sorry, folks, let me just get clarification on that. So the proposal is, as advertised, is vacation of a private easement. Is that correct, David, or do we need to change that?
Yeah, they're vacating a public sewer easement. I don't know if they're vacating, I believe maybe a private access easement too. I'm not sure exactly what's being vacated other than the sewer easement, but I do know they are vacating a public sewer easement, so that needs to be noted on the application.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand went up as well. Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do. Yes,
Go ahead, Dave, Jay.
thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Angela, so if we're talking about a vacation of a private easement and a vacation of public easement, I mean, we can deal with the private easement today, but unfortunately, we'll have to bring back the public easement to a later DHO meeting day, perhaps January 21st. And we can treat this meeting as the required pre-application meeting for the vacation of public easement. But if there's a second easement being vacated, then we need to get that approved separately by the DHO.
Yeah, Jay, this is Angela with Modulus Architects. I need to be quite frank, I need to review this application a little bit better. This is, like I
Sure.
said, one of my new employees did it, and I'm not exactly familiar with everything that they documented. So
Sure.
I need to review it, and most likely we do need to defer this matter to the
Just defer it.
21st.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be a better use of everyone's time if you would allow that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ms. Porosky. Let me, if you're okay with it, can we continue through the other
Yeah,
members, get your
absolutely.
comments, and make sure we've got everything on the table, and then then we'll look at addressing or, deferring the
Yes, sir.
request. All right, Jay, Mr. Runbecker, are we back to you for code? Okay. Do you swear
Okay,
affirm
I
it?
swore it. Sorry, I
Yeah,
already
you're
swore
right. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of code enforcement. They have no comments. And Mr. Green Officer, I'll just go straight to Parks and Recreation.
Please.
Parks and Recreation had no objections to the request to vacation of easement.
Okay. Mr. Chen, let's hear from Hydrology. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kenbar, how about transportation? Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I will.
All right, go ahead, please.
In fact, our comment is for the item number 6, 7, 8 combined. So, transportation has no objection to any of the vacation or the plat. Number two, for future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see, Ms. Montoya, I believe you're doing planning comments. Is that right? All right,
Yes,
thank you,
sir.
ma'am. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
So my comments were in regards to it being a sewer vacation, and we just deferred to ABCWA, and then just a note that it needed to be platted within 1 year, of the approval when it is approved. And that is all.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Angela, let me jump back to you. Any comments or questions?
No, Mr. Williams, I think I'm pretty clear. I need to do a little bit of homework on this, and then we will be prepared to present on the 21st.
All right. Very good.
Thank
So I'm
you.
going to close the floor on item number 6, PR 2020-04622, vacation application 2025-00060. As indicated by the applicant, we will defer this matter until the January 21st DHO meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good seeing you. Happy New Year.